podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Rugby boys!
More than 100 schools available from Homefield Apparel. If you like comfortable clothes, check them out. They are a partner with the Raspy Voice Kids and the 1012 Network. Use our code RASPY12, RASPY12, for a discount on your first order. 15%. Go get it. Tell them we sent you.
Current and former athletes, members of the athletic department, and of course, the best fans in the country all make up a very special group we like to call the Cyclone Family. Join me, Jamie Steyer-Johnson, as I bring you closer to the people that make Iowa State unique each week on the Cyclone Family podcast. Some names you may know, while others may be new to you, but one thing's for sure, this is one family reunion you won't want to miss. Each week on the Cyclone Family podcast.
All right, we're going to jump in. This is Brandon Phoenix. No, this is Brandon Phoenix, a.k.a. I Also Hate Pitt, joined by my brother.
I'm Jeremy J.N. Phoenix. I'm in the building, the booth.
We are the Raspy Voice Kids. This is the Raspy Voice Kids podcast. You are now tuned in to pop culture.
Happy Monday to you. Pop.
Jeremy, today we are talking about something that so many people have been impacted by, they've been affected by, they've dealt with one way or another at some time or another. Wait, you know what? Actually, give me a second. I need to go fix me a drink real quick.
All right. Yeah, we'll just start this over.
No, we're not going to start it over. Just give me 1 second. I'm not even going to do a whole drink. Just I'm going to do a shot.
You got it on tap. Okay.
But we're going to talk about this because this is a good subject.
Getting in the blues early in the morning. What you got, son? I'm going to guess you got some scotch.
Good guess. Typically would be my answer, but no, I got me some Evan Williams bourbon, son.
Okay. All right. Okay, though.
I don't know why I've been on a bourbon kick lately. And by lately, I mean like last year.
You know what happens? You got to get right for pop culture. That's the thing. Like, we could just bring it, and we bring it all the time. But sometimes you got to get right for pop culture. And that's what we do. We try to give it to y'all live and real. No holds bar. Real feelings. Real emotions.
Now, mind you, we're recording this on Wednesday evening. I'm not drinking at 7 in the morning on Monday. Just FYI. So y'all don't have to worry about calling AA on me. But I'm just letting y'all know. Okay.
If one of all us right. starts talking about how much he loves the other one, if somebody starts crying, just know what it is.
Just know what it is. Just know what it is.
There's nothing like that person saying, man, I just love you, man. I just love our friend so much. Yeah, buddy. Yeah, I bet you do.
But talking about our subject for today, we're talking about something that affects so many people one way or another, whether you're reading, whether you're watching television, whether you're into movies, whether you're into comic books. Jeremy. We are talking fictional deaths. And this was brought up on Twitter a while back. I don't remember who brought it up. You reminded me about this, but somebody brought up fictional deaths and which one affected us the most. And my response, I think, was pretty easy, pretty quick. But I had to think about it to be real.
No, that's right. Did you look up anything about why fictional deaths affect us so much?
Well, talked about
people
how
people in general.
It talked about how it's part of it suspended reality. But what were you going to say?
No. That's kind of just where I kind of was too. It said you're exposed to different aspects of this person's life, their losses, their loves, their grief. Everything goes into the human condition. And then you start to empathize with them or feel certain things with them. And that's very real. I mean, like when a show ends and it's over, final to the finale and it's over, you feel kind of an emptiness because that's something that has consumed you for that amount of time. So it makes sense that when you get into these people's personal lives and you watch them play out and watch the decisions they make, whether it's real or fake, in the moment, you kind of are going along like it's real. So when these people are gone, it really feels like a loss. And I love to hate on you or just be like, oh, y'all losers. No, it's real. It's real.
Well, that's somebody asked the question, is it okay to cry over a fictional character's death? What do you think, Jeremy? Is it okay to cry?
You know what? I do. I think it's okay to cry because, like, you're emotionally attached. You wouldn't be watching a show for rock as hard as you do for most people if you weren't somewhat emotionally attached. So I think it's okay. I mean, I understand it. I ain't never done it, but I understand it. Now, don't get me wrong. I said I've never done it. There's been a couple moments that caught me off guard, you know, caught me off guard. And I was like, wow. But I've never done it, but I do understand it.
According to Christian Manzella, those feelings are completely normal. The clinical director of the Cellini Institute for Women, who provides grief therapy, said, "We see this all the time," Manzella told Time magazine. "Human beings love stories and making connections, even if it's to fictional people." So it's just natural. It's just human nature. But my bet is most men will tell you it is not okay to cry over fictional characters' death. And most women will tell you that it is okay. What do you think?
The men may front, but I feel like it's one of the things where the older you get as a man and life has actually happened around you, the more you realize, like my boy Life Jennings says, it's okay to cry, you know? It's okay to cry.
Yeah, it's definitely okay to cry, depending on where you are. Like, I mean, it don't even have to be a death. Like, I watched the movie Fences, which was not a true story. Have you seen Fences, Jeremy?
I have, and you're the one who forced me to go watch it. And you talked about how great it was, and I thought it was good. But there was another movie out at the exact same time, which I thought was better.
What was it?
Ender's Game.
Ender's Game was good. I didn't think it was that great.
I thought Ender's Game was better than Fences, Brandon. Ender's Game was so refreshingly new. Yeah. No, you don't agree?
No, I thought Ender's Game was good, but I didn't think it was as good as Fences. The acting in Fences. Anyway, that's way off subject. Which is okay. We can be off subject. This is our show. But.
So I was thinking, I mean, you talk about Denzel. Who's a woman in there? Oh, shoot. I love
Viola
her too.
Davis.
Viola Davis always locks it down. No, it was a good movie. It was great acting. But for me, I just felt like Fences. I mean, I felt like Ender's Game was something originally authentic. Like I hadn't been through a movie like that.
Wait, you've seen a movie like Fences before?
No, not necessarily. Not necessarily.
Because that's my thing. Like Fences, first of all, was clearly a play that they turned into a movie. That by itself was unique. Denzel almost always plays the man in control. That's one of my knocks against him. And this time, I guess he kind of plays the man in control again. But Viola Davis just stole the show. Even with all that snot and slobber and crying, just, I mean, she was the best.
I thought there were, you know what? I guess that's how I put it. I think there were better moments in Fences. I think there were better scenes in Fences. But as a totality, I'm just taking Ender's Game. I liked it more.
I mean, you guys didn't know you guys came for this, but you're now getting movie critiquing. The new guy.
It's all part of pop culture. Don't matter. It's all show.
Oh, you're getting movie reviews on top of it for free. We didn't even charge you for this. You're getting movie reviews for free. So shout out to Siskel and Ebert. Two thumbs up for Fences. Two thumbs up for Ender's Game, which I thought was good, but not as good as Fences. When Jeremy is the exact opposite. He felt the same way, or the opposite way. But back to what we're saying about crying in movies. I cried watching
Fences. By the way, Harrison Ford, and also your girl Viola Davis is also in Ender's Game. So there's some good actors there too.
Yeah, no, it was a good movie. I think Fences also got me at an emotional time. It was a point in my life where the family...
I said, I agree.
Yeah, it was a point in my life where the family dynamic, it made a big impact on me watching that movie at the time. But it matches what we're talking about, how people feel even about fictional characters, how they can have an impact on your life. And I think about watching a show and being so wrapped up in a show and then them taking something from you. When somebody dies, it's like something was taken from you, you know? So a fictional character's death, something is taken from you. I think one of the first things I think about, one of my first moments with that is Old Yeller. And that's a book.
Yeah.
That's a traumatic experience that they had the nerve to force you to read in elementary school.
Where the Red Fern Grows.
Where Jeremy, We need a bomb. We need one of DJ Clue's bombs right there for that one right there.
Okay. By the way, I was ready to. I really thought you were gonna say something like, "Old Yeller is better." I thought you were like gearing up to try to combat me.
No,
I was really locking in, like, "Oh, it's gonna be nasty. No, it's gonna be nasty." If he says it.
No, where the red fern grows, man. About to give me my feelings right now.
No, it's such a good book, but it's a perfect example how fictional writing, things that aren't real, can get you in your feels when you went through an adventure with them.
That, man, I forgot all about that book till you just said, I'm going to make sure my kids read that book this summer before they go back to school.
Right.
I got to be sad, they got to be sad too. But that's a great one. That's early life. But then you move on. You move on to movies. I think about Lion King. Think about Lion King. When they did what they did, when Scar.
So let's get to it. Hey, if we get into movies, let's get to it. Now you're getting into fictional characters dying. Brandon, I want to see yours. Now you can tell me other ones that you liked and people who were close to making the cut. Let me hear it.
You're not going to let me build up. You're going to make me just go to it?
All right, no, build up. Hey.
Go ahead, Bob, build up. Lion King was a big one. Mufasa going down, and the spoiler alert, but the movie's 30 years old. You should know by now. But Mufasa going down, long live the king. That was a powerful one. Young Simba telling him to get up, wake up. I mean, that was a powerful one.
That's one of the most powerful, and I would think most people would go with that. I'm not, but Brandon, those scenes, I mean, come on now.
Come on, Disney. Come on. You know what you was doing. But I'm going to go to where my heart lies. It's not a movie, Jeremy. My heart is not with a movie. I don't know what I said on Twitter. I can't remember. I thought I said a TV show. Did I not say a TV show?
All right. I said, maybe this thing was talking about movies. I'm just talking about fictional characters dying, period.
So my fictional character is Lady Sybil J.
I'd be like, hey, what's up? Hello.
When they took Lady Sybil from us in childbirth. Jeremy, it crushed me. I didn't see it coming. For one, it was blindside. I was blindsided by it. Plus, she was fine. How are you going to take that beauty out of this world?
My favorite.
The best. The reason she's your favorite is because she was the best.
Take Edith. I've been okay with Edith.
Oh.
Take my wallet. Take my money. Here's my credit card.
And you a liar?
Here's the watch that my grandpa gave me. And here's the keys of my car. And
give it a whirl.
That Lady Sybil, Brandon, that's real. And that was hard. I did not see it coming. Nope. And when it happened, I thought, you know how they do like the, oh, they woke up from her dream, or, oh, they saved her at the last second. And when it was over, I literally mouth open like, no, this can't happen. You know, people talk about like raging and grabbing the TV and throwing it down. I didn't do that, but I felt like doing something. Are you serious right now?
I was so upset.
Lady Sybil was the trap queen. She was down to ride. She didn't care if he was in a Bentley or riding a bus. Like, she was down to ride. I love me some Lady Sybil. Lady Sybil is one of the only females ever that, without meeting them, without having a conversation, if she wanted to marry me, I'd be like, okay. And no, not just because I get some of the Crawley money. Well, that's part of it. But also, you know?
Yeah. That's not yours, though, is it?
No. See, that one is close. And I remember when you first said it, I kind of felt the same. Look, Mufasa was a big loss. Mufasa being that father and that protector and enforcer. And, you know, he was able to reprimand young Simba.
Simba.
But also kept it joyous and laughing, you know what I mean? There was so many good moments. Lady Sybil, we said everything about Lady Sybil. But Brandon, I promise, and I know you don't watch the show, but there's going to be a lot of people who identify with me. In this particular show, when they took, man, what is his name? And by the way, when I say what is his name, I know his name, his first name. I'm looking for his last name. There it is. When they took Big Ope Dog, Opie Winston off of Sons of Anarchy. Big Ope dog, Brandon. He was Jack's best friend. Everybody loves Jack. Jack's the main character of the show. There was a scene where the cop said, hey, we're going to have to take a life for a life, so one of your crew has to go. You could have mentioned 900 people, and I didn't think it was going to be Opie. In the fashion that they did it, Jax is in the scene crying his eyes out. Brandon, of all moments, that moment shocked me more than any. And I, Brandon, I was floored. I was in my feelings. Big Ope was the truest. He was the loyalist. He was the realest. Everybody on that show, I couldn't believe it. I could not believe it. Like, what are we supposed to do now?
What are we supposed to do now? It's all messed up now.
Yeah, it was a big deal. It was a very big deal.
TV shows then.
Yeah, I guess we did. But and it makes sense though because TV shows, you have more time to get to know the person. You know?
Yeah.
Movies, you got 2-3 hours. In a TV show, you got, you know, how many seasons are you watching? How many seasons do you see how they act and what affects them and why they're feeling the way they feel?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I go Big Ope Dog.
Ope Dog.
Ope was real. He was the big
homie. Never watched that show. I've never seen it. I've heard good things, so maybe I have to check it out.
Yeah. But that's it. That's what we got. Lady Sybil, Opie Winston, who do you have? What fictional death affected you most? Get at your boys.
Sports Social Podcast Network.